Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Bob's Movie Club. Good vibes and variety, Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Drag Me to Brunch. Let's do it. Right now, take the word vibes, V-I-B-E-S, and text it to our contest line, 20357. You'll be in the running for a 4-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch, June 28th at the W in San Francisco. The word is vibes. Text it now to 20357. You'll also be qualified for the grand prize, which includes a weekend stay at the W and a 4-pack of tickets to the Napa Valley Wine Train, courtesy of WSF, Napa Valley Wine Train, River Terrace Inn, and the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. This hour's code word is vibes, as in good vibes and variety. Vibes. 20357 is always our contest line. Mm-hmm. Save it like that in your phone. We do a lot of contests this way. Okay, Bonnaroo, total bummer. Kicked off Thursday night in Manchester, Tennessee, and ended Friday. Massive storm rolled in.
Oh,
and
okay.
That was that. Mm. The festival was officially canceled Friday evening due to a heavy storm that rolled on in.
Where does Bonnaroo happen?
Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee.
Manchester, okay. Tennessee. So they were having so much trouble getting people out of there that some of the campsites were on higher ground. And so they were like, please just stay. We're going to get these lower level people out. We want to evacuate the people who might drown. Like, apparently it was really a massive storm. They were saying people in rougher situations were the first to get evacuated. And they asked everybody else just to stay. The show was supposed to run through last night. Some of the headliners included Tyler, the Creator, Olivia Rodrigo, Avril Lavigne, Hozier, Vampire Weekend. So Luke Combs basically became the headliner for the whole festival because he went last on Thursday night, and that was the last act to go. That night's lineup also included Rebecca Black and Insane Clown Posse, so not a total loss.
Woof.
Yeah.
I mean.
Right, yeah. I don't know who we're trying to appease with, you know, yay, oh, everyone got to see Rebecca Black.
I don't enjoy her as much as you guys do.
But we like that one song. Like, what? Does she just do that song 10 times?
And the Juggalos were happy.
Yeah, the Juggalos. They were all that. I'm sure they actually were. They probably would have rioted. It's a good thing they got to play. Mm. Okay, so who is the second highest selling country artist of all time? Do you know who number one is?
Dolly?
It's not Dolly. And she's not number two either.
George Strait?
No.
George Strait is one that came up when we were talking about country once before, and he's like the hit king of all time.
He's a hit machine. Yeah.
But
he's the Bruno Mars of country music.
But it's Garth.
It is Garth. It's Garth Brooks. He's the number one highest selling country artist of all time. So do you want to take some guesses at number two? Because I was like, what?
Tim McGraw.
It's not Tim McGraw. And my first thought was it's got to be Dolly. But it isn't.
There was a time when I lived in Seattle for a minute.
Yeah.
And I wasn't working at the time. I was busy getting my life together. Mm. But I remember driving downtown and seeing what appeared to be like a Grateful Dead type attendance where people were just everywhere.
Right.
But they were all country people.
Ah.
And it was a Kenny Chesney show.
It's not Kenny. Kenny's another big name. This, to me, this guy's kind of a newcomer for me.
Luke.
It is Luke. It's Luke Combs, the guy who just headlined at Bonnaroo the one night
Luke
that it happened.
Luke Combs is the number two best-selling country artist already?
Of all time.
Wow.
I know. It's amazing. He just made history by becoming the second highest sell. Now, I don't have the list of the top 10 or anything, but I was like, really?
Now,
Luke Combs?
For those of you who are not super into country, there's a couple Lukes. Luke Combs is the guy who did the
Tracy Chapman
the
cover.
Tracy Chapman cover.
So
right.
Luke Bryan, I think, is the one who was an American Idol judge. That's where I know one of the Lukes from. And Luke is such a great country name. I'm sure there's a thousand Lukes.
Luke Bryan is the American Idol judge, right. Yes. And what's the Luke that...
Luke Duke of the...
Isn't a Luke the one that broke up with that chicken heart girl and then she said that he's terrible? Brian Luke.
Is it Brian Luke?
No, I don't know.
It
I'm
might
trying
be.
To, I'm hoping one of our...
Yeah, who's the chicken scratch girl?
Nobody.
They'll find it. I see them typing. The research department is hard at work in there.
Is it Zach Brown?
Zach Brown.
Zach.
Oh, I was like, what's the chicken scratch girl? You're talking about Brianna Chicken Fry?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the guy's name is what?
Zach Brown.
Zach Brown. Okay, he's not a Luke. Sorry. No. My bad.
Zach Bryan. Whatever. Shit, there's a bunch of Zachs, too. That's a good country name.
Okay, so it's the fast car guy.
Yeah. You know what's funny? They don't list Fast Car as one of his biggest songs.
Well.
Which is, I mean, it's a huge crossover, so maybe it isn't a giant country hit. So, but here are some of Luke Combs's career accomplishments. Not any of the other Lukes. He was the first country artist in history to have two songs surpass 1 billion streams on Spotify. They were When It Rains, It Pours and Beautiful Crazy. I've never heard either one of those
Me
songs.
Me either.
Luke is now the first country artist to have four songs certified diamond. That means they sold 10 million units each. Now, I'm not sure if they're measuring this by the whole streaming formula, but 10 million units is what it says here. When It Rains, It Pours, Beautiful Crazy, Hurricane, and She's Got the Best of Me. Over the weekend, he actually got something like, he got 34 new certifications from the RIAA, the Recording Industry Association of America. So whatever, like things that went gold or went platinum. And I personally, it took my head clean off because I feel like he's newish. He's not an older dude. In fact, I want to say I read a story recently about him and his wife live in a really small house because they're building their mega mansion, but they were making it sound like that. But they don't have any nannies. They're like, we're raising our kids. This is, you know, country strong.
Whatever.
Right. So anyway, congratulations, Luke Combs. Of all the artists over all the years, I would actually think Willie Nelson has to have sold more records than Luke Combs. You know, forget Dolly and George Strait.
Streams have changed everything.
They have. Luke Combs is now the second highest selling country artist of all time. Paris Jackson is in the news. This is kind of is it wrong?
That's weird because I have a story about one of her brothers.
Oh, which one? Blanket or
Blanket.
Prince?
And that's at so I saw this, the Blanket story and went, that kid continues to be elusive. Like
he's like the wind.
Well, you got any stories on Blanket ever?
No,
none.
Never get any stories
like
on him.
That
he
guy
never talks.
Got his money and laid low, I guess.
He's gone.
Gone? Well, gone. That's the move.
Shocking.
Okay, go on, Paris.
So Paris Jackson got wrecked online for having a show scheduled on her father, Michael Jackson's, death anniversary. Is it wrong?
It's wrong in from a marketing standpoint because she caught crap for it, right? But is it wrong to celebrate your family members, like, you know, whether it's their birthday?
No, she's not celebrating. She's just playing a show that night. So she's...
But it must have been themed, like the... No?
Well, maybe she does his songs, but she's doing a gig. She's opening for Incubus and Manchester Orchestra.
What?
Yes, on Wednesday, June 25th.
And she's not making any link to her dad at all whatsoever.
I think that the internet put it together. And she was like, that's just called scheduling. Like,
yeah, I don't see it then.
I know. I'm like, okay, way to remind her that her dad died. I'm sure she's well aware of what the death anniversary is.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I don't know the day that my dad died, but I do know that my mom sort of, you know, feels pretty blue on his birthday when that rolls around.
Right.
So there's things that people, when, you know, mourning is unique to each person.
Right.
But I thought the way you said that, that she was making it known, like an event out of it.
No, she was scheduled to do this thing. People saw that that was on Michael Jackson's birthday and decided that she needed to get spanked.
Well, whatever page is on, is it Reddit? Wherever that's happening, just ignore that because that's dumb.
Right. Fans are ripping her for performing on her dad's death anniversary.
Fans of who?
Fans of hers, I guess.
I don't really know.
I actually had to look it up. I'm like, is she, is that a thing? I did not realize, though. She has absolutely put out albums, and which I assume that we listened to, like, when they would be released, you know, when we used to always play new music. Like, I'm assuming we listened to one of those at some time. It just was not in my head that she was an artist. But okay, you know, she's free to do what she wants. I'm sure she can sing. I mean, her dad was a great singer, so she probably got some of that DNA.
I don't know.
Me neither.
That whole thing is like...
Oh, yes, Bob, you have a...
If we could go back for a second, I did some research on the streaming versus units thing.
Oh, yes, okay.
To get to Diamond. And the what they've decided is that 150 streams is equivalent to one sales unit, so that you can compare today's numbers to Willie Nelson days. So it takes 1.5 billion streams for a song to go Diamond.
Oh.
So that's pretty impressive.
It is.
It is impressive. So that's just the new metric. I mean, it's just kind of the way it is. That actually sounds like a lot to me, 150
Agreed.
Streams.
I Agreed.
Mean, is that, does that make it so that they, like, is that 150 streams, you get a penny from Spotify? Like, what do you have to get to make a dollar off of Spotify? You know what I mean? I hear the research department.
It depends on the artist?
Yeah.
Because the money, Spotify pays out a lot to labels. I think I recently heard them say like 60 or 70% of their revenue gets paid out to the owners of the music. But for the most part, that's the record label. So then it totally depends on the label.
Right. And how they distribute it.
On how much money the actual artist is getting.
Right.
It's between 200 and 333 streams to make a dollar.
Oh. That's actually lower than I would have thought. Anyway, Paris Jackson, she responded on her Instagram story saying, "It's not my tour. It's not my call." And she added a special note to the haters. F you.
That's, I mean, bullying. I thought we were better than that, everyone.
Really?
Aren't we?
Some of us are.
But it stinks because bullying works. Like that Olivia Munn story from earlier. Because she got death threats, she apologized.
Yeah.
Like, that stinks. That totally stinks.
Yes, it does. It's when the internet
goes
wrong.
Okay, let me get this straight. I'm not allowed to not like Miss Rachel. Got it.
I like her then.
I didn't know.
I'd like to protect my family.
Of all the things to have an opinion on that was going to like create controversy, that?
It stinks.
Okay. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Hold on. 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week and more after these.
Nice. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. And don't forget to subscribe.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app. Our amazing free app is the home of the Sarah and Vinny Show, and you can listen to the Alice at 973, the radio station, all day, home, car, anywhere you are.
Odyssey.
Plus, you'll be automatically entered for a vast array of amazing contests. Woo-hoo. Free stuff.
Free stuff.
Free.
Anything to keep you listening. Like, please, listen. Please. We need you. We want you.
Yeah, all day long.
Here's some stuff.
Mason's next, then Jane.
Download the Odyssey app today. Please. Mm. 10 things that... I should say a couple things first. Weather-wise, morning clouds, sun later, 70s and 80s. Like low 80s, but, you know, nice day ahead. Should be. So far, though, kind of gucky.
Mm.
Like overcast, yeah, gray. Bleh. Mm.
Bleh.
All right.
June gloom.
10 things that happened 10 years ago this week.
Okay. I like this.
I like this too. And it's interesting. The first one, Donald Trump officially announced he was running for president 10 years ago this week. And no one thought he had a chance. He came down his golden escalator at the Trump Tower to make the announcement on June 16th, 2015.
Me. Oh my God.
Hillary Clinton had already announced she was running that April. But 10 years is all that's passed since that day.
It feels like
forever.
Forever. Like many lifetimes.
Rachel Dolezal.
Oh, yes.
Scandal broke 10 years ago this week. One. It turned out the president of Spokane's NAACP chapter was Caucasian. She made headlines again last year when her OnlyFans page got her fired from a teaching job in Arizona.
Oh. Mm. Wonder what that looked like.
The OnlyFans page?
Yes.
I'm sure you can find her. She'd probably love to have your membership.
Yeah. I mean, some people are just like, hi, I'm cute, and I'll talk to you. And other ones are like, this is going to get hardcore.
I feel like as... Even the ones that start out like, hi, I'm cute, ultimately, right. You know that online thing that you were talking about, the bullying and yes. The, hey. You
constantly have to up the ante.
Yeah. People right. Eventually will badger you into doing what they need you to do or they're right. Quitting.
Right. You want my $2.99 a month? You're going to do this one thing.
Anyway, Rachel Dolezal, scandal broke 10 years ago
incredible.
This week.
Incredible.
Jurassic World had the biggest opening weekend ever 10 years ago this week, pulling in $208.8 million. It only stood for 6 months. Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, topped it that December with $248 million.
Damn.
And then Avengers Endgame, which now holds the record, came in at $357 million.
Oh my God.
Of course, they did, in fact...
That's quite a leap.
...end the game with that one. That was that.
Mm. Yes, and no one ever heard from the Marvel Comic Universe again.
I mean, they're trying, but it really did. They didn't have the foresight to go, wait a minute.
We're going to end it, huh?
The whole thing?
What are we going to do next year? Should we, like, roll this forward a couple years?
So dumb. Mm. Will Ferrell and Kristen Wiig's movie, A Deadly Adoption, premiered on Lifetime 10 years ago this week. The funny part was, it's not funny.
Yeah.
It was just a normal Lifetime movie.
Yeah. I think, didn't they make it as a joke? They were like, we'll do a Hallmark movie, but then it just turned into like a normal movie.
Normal movie. Brian Williams got banished to MSNBC for his BS helicopter story 10 years ago
this
week.
That was only 10 years ago?
He'd been suspended by NBC News earlier in the year after claiming he was on a helicopter that got hit by an RPG in Iraq.
Mm.
And someone went, no, he didn't.
Yep.
That didn't happen.
No record of that anywhere.
Line up the story and it doesn't line up at all. Hmm?
There's an awesome Malcolm Gladwell podcast where he dives into why he thinks Brian Williams wasn't lying. He just misremembered. It's really interesting. His show's called Revisionist History, if anyone's interested in
Gladwell's, though, is he the Tipping Point guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Outliers.
Christina loves that guy too. Mm. Like she watches all of the stuff he does. And
it's a very popular show.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
When you say Outliers, are you talking about he wrote that book?
Yes.
Oh, I loved that book. That's a really cool book.
Yeah. Like he does have a following.
Yes, for sure. And he's got a lot of cool
My books. Wife is among them. Sean Penn and Charlize Theron broke up 10 years ago this week. Forgot they dated for did. About 18 months between 2013 and 2015. Their 15-year age gap may have been the issue, they say here.
That and he's kind of a jerk.
Yeah, he seems difficult. Really good actor, though.
I do love him, but he does seem like so...
He's difficult. Just over you. He hasn't even met you. He's over you.
You remember Robin Wright Penn came on the show, and, you know, it was a lot of fun because I'm a big fan of hers, right? Very gushy. And then she never came back or called in again. It was because Sean... Because Sean was like, "Nope, I don't want you doing radio. Don't like that."
I thought
that.
It was because we were all so gushy.
No, she loved us.
She loved you.
Yeah, baby.
Maybe that's why.
Hi, Robin, if you're listening.
Did you? Did something happen between you two?
Sean was like, "Stop talking about that thirst trap back there at Alice."
He is a thirst trap, by the way, ladies.
No, her first quote to me on the air was, "I thought you were gay." So.
Well,
I don't remember that.
People get mixed up around here. It happens quite a bit. Are you sure she wasn't talking about someone else that used to be on the show?
No.
Oh. Because that's mistakes.
Yeah,
been,
absolutely.
That has been a popular opinion. I don't know, but it's been a popular opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 10 years ago, a divorced guy literally split everything down the middle. A woman in Germany left her husband 12 years. So he sawed their possessions in half.
Oh, I don't
Big
remember that.
Baby.
That's funny.
It's not that funny.
Well,
now they
funny
got
if
no
there's a
possessions.
Dog involved.
Right.
Other than that, though, it's pretty funny.
Michael Jackson's son stopped going by the name Blanket 10 years ago this week. News broke that he started going by Biggie at school because he was sick of being bullied.
Oh, well, that's going to help.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And Utah Valley University invented cell phone friendly stairs 10 years ago this week. They added 3 separate lanes for walking, running, and texting.
Oh.
No word if they're still in use or if.
3 lanes. So they just like striped the stairs.
Yep. A group of LSU students. This is now we're moving on to another story. A group of LSU students invented some new car seat tech to prevent babies from being left in hot cars. They heard most deaths happen because people forget their baby is with them. So it links to your phone and sets off an alarm if you're too far away and your child is still in their seat.
Hmm.
It's good.
It is good.
My new car, the one I'm driving.
Yes.
The Frontier Ford Mach-E. Always stop. Like when I turn it off, there's always a quick warning. Check your back seat. It's on the big screen thing that's there. Check your back seat.
Oh.
And it sets up, like makes a couple. It's good. It's valuable. Your kid.
Yeah. And people have forgotten their kids.
Well, and you never want to like give anyone a reason or excuse. But sure, maybe if you haven't slept and you're, who knows?
Yeah. You got 4 other kids and you just happen to throw the baby in the bag. You forgot it was your day to drop the kid off at daycare. Yikes.
And you want to be reminded because you don't want the worst thing to happen.
You don't. Or leaving your dog. Maybe the dog's asleep back there. He's a good boy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you put ketchup on your eggs?
I don't. Sometimes. A lot of people do, though.
Yeah, you know what? When you say sometimes, I was thinking eggs are such a strange thing in that I love them. But they are useful in so many forms. The fried eggs, scrambled eggs. Sometimes I want scrambled, just a piece of toast, little pepper, nothing else. Other times, I want to make a black bean and egg burrito. Yeah, there's so many different, like,
yes.
You know what I feel like today?
Quiche.
Never. That actually never occurs to me.
Really?
Quiche?
Yeah, it's all eggs. Eggs and cheese.
And you like, make quiche?
Yeah. Well, I don't make it. John makes it. I'm like, you know what? I feel like quiche.
Wow.
Make me some quiche. So easy.
Fancy.
It's but doesn't it have fancy. To have a crusted, like...
Yeah, we buy the frozen ones. You just pull one out, put it in there, and cook it up. Quiche.
And so John's like, I'm going to make you some breakfast. And you go, how about a quiche? And he's like, oh, God. All right.
Oh, no. I didn't know this was specifically only breakfast.
Oh, you have quiche for dinner.
I was just thinking of like fun things that you can make with eggs that are very eggy.
Heinz is trying to normalize ketchup with eggs in a new ad campaign that claims ketchup on eggs or even bacon is totally acceptable and you should do it.
Buy more Heinz.
They partnered with 100 Waffle Houses around the country and changed the labels on their bottles to say breakfast ketchup.
Oh. Is there any difference between...
No. Nope. Right,
okay.
Just...
It's ketchup.
A marketing remember, plan and in high hopes.
Yeah. You're a Tabasco guy.
I like Tabasco, but I'll do ketchup. I'll also do that spicy ketchup. Yeah. I'll also do ketchup, Tabasco, and have mixed both.
Mm.
Both.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
Around 50 diners across the U.S. will have limited edition bottles shaped like maple syrup bottles. So they're going all out.
Wow. Let's sell more ketchup.
Ketchup at breakfast should be the norm, not the exception. Will you fall for it?
I feel like you've already fallen for it if you're going to go for it. Like, I just don't want ketchup on my eggs. But my one kid, he will not eat eggs without ketchup. The other one's like, no, I would never put that on there.
Oh. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 4 and 5 says, didn't Sarah harass Robin Wright at Summer Thing? I thought that's why she stopped coming around.
That could be why.
I was harassing her too.
Yeah.
That's where we met her.
Gushing.
We met her at Summer. She was backstage and I walked up and I called her Kelly Capwell because that was the first character she played on Santa Barbara. And she looked at me and she goes, you're Maddie. And she was like, she listened every day.
We were all standing around chatting. We wouldn't let her go. We held her down, kissed her all over. And then she still came on the show.
Yeah.
And then her husband said, I don't want you around that thirst trap. It's not good for business.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was very nervous about me.
Guy's going to break up our marriage. Mm. Here's a few more texts. Luke Combs has sold under 9 million physical albums to Garth Brooks' 162 million. And listening to just 30 seconds of a song is considered a full stream.
Oh, boy.
A way to pull down the business's pants. I mean, they're trying to figure it out.
Truthfully, though, it is a head scratcher.
I don't think you can liken the. There is no equal.
Right.
Because if you belong to one of these streaming sites, you're paying pennies per month for the amount of streams that you're actually getting. And you could just let that roll. You could leave the house and leave that song on repeat. You're gaming the system.
Right.
Meanwhile, we had to go down to the record store, physically
through
the snow, buy it.
12 miles both
now
ways.
You
got
to buy a record. You had to buy the thing, put it on the counter and buy it.
And now for the price of one record, you get all the records.
Right.
Per month.
That's the argument that finally got me. I'm just like, I can't do this anymore.
Right.
I keep buying records and she keeps telling me.
I already have that record.
I have all of them.
Yeah.
All
I pay
of them.
A monthly fee. But it's bad for the art because it's so much less money per consumer. Like if you're a big music fan, you bought a lot of records and you'd rebuy them. Like something would happen to your CD or your tape would get screwed up or your record was all scratched up. You'd buy it again because it was the only way.
Mm-hmm.
A physical copy. And remember lugging those things around? Like every time we moved, we had to move all the boxes of cassettes and records and CDs.
My record collection was gone before I left home, but yes, all of the different various delivery methods.
And you had to have a way to play all those things, too. Now we just have our phones.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't buying boom boxes like they used to.
415 says, women love Waymo because Uber drivers are creepy AF. That's not fair to generalize, but okay.
Oh, the bear's driving? I'm going to get in that one.
Not every Uber driver does that, Vinny. Don't be an ass, says 408.
Does
listen,
what?
Oh, if you drive in San Francisco, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, yeah.
The Uber driver that just goes, puts on the hazards, and then conducts payment.
And does not care.
While the entire lane behind him almost hit him. Mm. And then the person behind me almost hit me, and so on.
It's a domino effect.
Well, I mean, find a spot to pull over.
Right.
Or circle the block till a parking spot opens up.
You guys ready for this?
Oh.
Oh.
All right.
I mean, it is a rant, but.
Go on.
Hit it.
It's time to play a game. Who is gonna win?
Ow.
No one ever really knows, so let the game begin.
By the way, Ron from Brickhead, but actually from Adia. Adia. Came out to the show last night at the Sweetwater. That was very nice.
Oh.
Nice to see him. His hair is really short now. Like we're all just old now. That's it. But he's been a listener forever.
Yeah.
Love that guy. Maddie begins with one extra point for the no fly list comment earlier today.
Oh.
The guy was stealing, you know, that should be his punishment. Now we can't fly at all. You had to hear it. Go back and listen to the 6 a.m. podcast, I guess. Okay, we're going to play a game called Fake or Fame.
Okay.
So round one, celebrity side hustles. You tell me which of these three is fake. Drake sells candles that smell like him. Emma Watson launches a feminist weed brand called Hermione's Herb. And Post Malone has a rosé wine called Maison Number 9. Which one of those is fake?
Who's Vinny, first?
You are first, Vinny.
Emma Watson's Doobie Weed line is fake.
I'm with Vin. Doobie Weed.
Agreed.
That is correct. I thought I'd get you with the rosé wine from Post Malone.
The Hermione name gave
Hermione's
it away,
Herb.
Obviously, she's not using that.
All right, next up, ridiculous. Ridiculous music news. Katy Perry lost the rights to her own name in a trademark battle with an Australian fashion designer. Post Malone launched a baby clothing line called Lil Sauce. Taylor Swift allegedly travels with her own janitor to clean green rooms before she enters. Which of those is fake? Maddie, you're first. Two of them are true.
What was B again?
B is Post Malone launched a baby clothing line called Lil Sauce.
I'm going to go with A.
Katy Perry lost the rights to her own name? All right.
Lil Sauce.
You're going Lil Sauce?
I'm going to say it's the Taylor Swift story.
It's a Lil Sauce, and Bob is the sole recipient of a point on that one.
Mm.
Next up, weird celebrity products. Gene Simmons of Kiss sold Kiss air guitar strings, an empty plastic blister pack of strings for an invisible guitar.
He's such a D. Priced
at $3.99 a pack. Jason Momoa released a line of eco-friendly beard glitter called Aqua Sparkle. And Kanye West sold $200 plain white tees at the Life of Pablo pop-up shop. Which of those is fake? Gene Simmons sells Kiss air guitar strings. Jason Momoa has beard glitter called Aqua Sparkle. Or Kanye West sold $200 plain white tees. And Bob, I think, is first.
Okay.
Air guitar strings.
Okay.
Yeah, as much of a... just a... the guy comes up with stuff at all times.
I was trying to sell something.
But I don't think he'd do that. I don't think it's the strings.
I'm going to just go ahead and say Momoa then.
It's Jason Momoa. He doesn't have...
Gene Simmons really did
he
that.
Really, of course he did.
Oh my god.
Why wouldn't you?
Because that's you got because you have enough money already.
No.
And you don't need to take advantage of every single fan out there.
You can never be too rich or too thin. That's what all the celebrities say. Tour tantrums. Madonna once delayed a concert by over 2 hours because her fake eyelashes wouldn't stick. Justin Bieber stormed off stage mid-song in Norway because fans wouldn't stop clapping on the wrong beat. Mariah Carey had an assistant hold her straw so she wouldn't smudge her lipstick during a performance. Madonna delays a concert by 2 hours because the fake lashes wouldn't stick. Justin Bieber storms off because they're clapping wrong. Or Mariah Carey has an assistant holding her straw.
And that's me?
That's you, Vinny.
I'm going to say it's Madonna.
I'm also going to say Madonna.
Agreed.
That's real. It's Justin Bieber storming off stage.
I could see someone getting really frustrated if you're clapping off beat, you know?
Yes.
Like trying to keep time.
Yeah. That's a fake one. Sorry.
Well.
He didn't storm off stage. He was just mad about it, maybe? I don't know. All right. And finally, who said that? Celebrity quotes. I get my peaches out in Georgia. Justin Bieber. I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. Kim Kardashian. I don't know her. Mariah Carey about Jennifer Lopez. Which of those is a fake quote? I get my peaches out in Georgia, said Justin Bieber. I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. Kim Kardashian. I don't know her. Mariah Carey about Jennifer Lopez.
I'll say Biebs.
You're saying the Biebs?
Yeah.
Amy Poehler said, I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom in Mean Girls.
So you're saying it's that one is a fake?
I also say it's the Kim Kardashian quote.
That is correct. And we are tied once again, and I'm out of questions. So it's Maddie and Bob for the win.
Wait a minute.
Three apiece.
Didn't I get it right?
You did, but you only have 2 points. Sorry about it, El Campeón.
I will start with Bob.
All right.
What's my name? My name is Bob.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Maddie.
There we go.
Maddie. Whoa. He's on the show. There's Maddie. He's on the show. There's Maddie.
Woo. Yep.
Woo. All right. Thank you so much for listening today. Have a great Monday. Keep it here on Alice all day. Mason and Jane both have tickets to Drag Me to Brunch throughout their shows. And we'll see you back here on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.